say dang. Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Connect Dots Radio Show on BBS Internet Radio. Radio Free America, I call it. And you should call it that, too. Radio Free America, where the truth can be spoken without any harassment from government. The Native Americans say the best government is no government. And we're headed in that direction. Yes, we are. We're going to have agreements among people instead of oppressive laws. Anyhow, it's the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. And as I promised last year, every week, I'm going to recite three words of wisdom. Words of wisdom from Merlin. And right now, let's begin and give you three separate quotes, words of wisdom from Merlin. Ah, it's you, dear one. No more humble pie for you, as we see you stepping into your power. We in the higher realms have been eagerly awaiting this moment, the unveiling of magical you, with no barriers or boundaries left to define you. So soar on. Thank you, Merlin. Do you have any more words of wisdom? Yes, he does. Okay, here we go. Words of wisdom too. There is eternal abundance of anything and everything that you desire. There was truly never been any lack on your world. Simply the perception of lack. This was held in place by parameters that no longer exist. Feel the freedom to dream your dreams without hindrance. Okay, more positive words from Merlin. Words of wisdom three. We are engaged in the emancipation of your world. This is a co-creative effort with humanity and beloved Gaia. It was never about fighting the darkness, for darkness is an effect, an aspect of creation. Our focus is on the illusion, rather, our focus is on the infusion of light into your world. The golden age is here. Yes, it is, people. And thank you, Merlin, for the words of wisdom. Hey, stay tuned. Next week, we'll have more words of wisdom from Merlin. Yeah, we're talking about Merlin, the magician of fame, of world fame, of past. Of course, that personality of Merlin still exists in the higher realms. he's not walking about on Earth as a human now. At least I believe not. Of course, he could be, but my understanding is that the famous Merlin is in the higher realms and monitoring what is happening on planet Earth here. And we are in a changeover, a metamorphosis from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, or from a carbon-based body to a silicon diamond-like body, diamond-like, L-I-G-H-T, diamond-like body. Yeah, much better than the carbon-based model, the one that wears out. And we're going into the heavenly realms, as in heaven on earth, where darkness cannot follow us. Yes. The changeover point will be the event. It's coming. It's promised to happen within the first half of 2025. The clock is ticking. I hear that the in the future, the clock won't be ticking. But how far into the future that is, well, we'll just have to wait and see. But that's it. Within 6 months' time, the changeover will have happened. It might happen in 3 months. It might happen in four. It might happen in five. And, of course, it could stretch out to 6 months from now. But not beyond that. You know, this is something to look forward to, something to get ourselves ready for. And that requires us as individuals to start learning about meditation and focusing our mind on what we want. Don't waste your time focusing on what you don't want. It's important to focus on what you want. And I just happened to come across a powerful prayer, courtesy of Victoria Golden Light. And here's how it goes, and Victoria recommends that you read this two times a day, I guess, in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. Now listen closely. This is an awesome prayer. I call upon the forces of light, all the angels, archangels, ascending masters, and I ask in the chalice of my spiritual heart to activate the flame of the fiery energy of the Creator. Let the streams of light and love fill my entire being, burning all the imperfect thoughts, programs, and beliefs along the way. I realize my divine nature, all the strength and power that is hidden within me. I accept my true nature, and I give way to it. I choose the path of ascension and ask the masters of light to open a channel through which I will enter the higher dimensions of my consciousness for the benefit of all living things. By the power of my spirit, without donuts, without don'ts and compromises, I make a firm decision to leave the game of duality and the circle of reincarnations Every cell of my body is filled with light, cleansed of all dissonant energies and the old biological structure. The body and the spirit unite into a single whole. Energies of the highest vibrations freely pass through my body. I am in the flow of ascension. My entire structure corresponds to the structure of the God of man. I am cleansed. I am healed. I am enlightened and become a multidimensional being of light. I am light. I am purity. I am divine spirit. I am awakened. Thank the forces of life and send them my love in response. I am returning to my divine family. Let it be so. So it is. Now, that's an awesome prayer. So you can, I guess, make your own copy of it by downloading the show in a couple of days when it's available to download. But listen, I'm sure you grasp the message here. You know, we are divine beings. We all chose to come to planet Earth here and endure this playing out of duality, the last act of the play called duality. And it's been a rough one. And some of us have had to suffer more than others. But it's coming to an end. There is light at the end of the tunnel. That light is called the event. Look forward to it. Prepare yourself for it by improving upon yourself, by connecting with your higher self. You might have heard the seven chakras that run in your body, but then there's chakras that run above your head. The eighth chakra is the beginning of connecting with, which is a number of inches above your head. When you make that connection between the crown chakra, the seventh chakra, the eighth chakra is so many inches above your head, and there is the beginning of contact with your higher self. So in order to do that, you have to do this for yourself. No one is going to really do that for you. You have to learn about meditations and using your breath and consciously making that leap from the top of your head to a ball of energy, bright white light energy, hanging a number of inches above your head. How far above your head exactly? Well, you need to look into that and find out. It's not that far, but this involves you taking command of your consciousness and making an effort to make that jump and connect with your higher self. You know, your life here on Earth is only a small aspect of your true self. Your higher self resides in the 12th dimension. We're still in the third dimension. Some of us have moved up to the fifth dimension already. But most of us are still here in the third dimension, and we won't move up until the fifth, until the event, the surge of energy that will transmute us and push us up into the higher vibrating frequencies. You know, that's how the dimensions are. You know, numbered 1 through 12, you know, every time you go to a higher dimension, the frequencies increase. They may increase by 1,000 times, may increase by 1,000,000 times. And that's how it works, you know. Then there's geometric connections a focal point of energy for me, the platonic solids and their correlates, which are the transmuting aspects. You know, it's the geometry and energy flowing through the geometry that upgrades the frequencies or downgrades the frequencies, and this is what connects the dimensions. Some of the explanation regarding that is in a book called The Crystal Connection. And good luck in finding that book. It's out of print. It just mysteriously happened to fall and happened to appear in my apartment one day. Who knows? The universe wanted me to have the book. And that was part of the beginning of my education about how things work behind the scenes. And since then, many books, many experiences in life out there. You need to go out into nature and experience what's happening. Go to a gathering if you can, because that's where... That was really a wake-up call for me. It's all in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I didn't have a camera with me that evening at my first gathering. Boy, I wish I did. But because I have a good memory, I drew the pictures of what was coming down out of the sky and manifesting itself, outlined in geometric shapes with connective points. And I could see the energy flow between the points of focal points of light coming out of the sky. And therein lies the mystery of why my book is called Connected Dots. Because the dots of light were being connected by low candle power streams of energy that I could see. And, you know, that's the beginning of my metaphysical experiences, intentional ones, to learn how it all works, to have an understanding of what I'm looking at and beyond. And it's all explained in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a revelation of truth, observations, experiences, and connecting them with short and brief intelligent statements on a simple level that any high school, maybe even junior high school student can easily understand. Yeah, definitely junior high school. Because I kept the language simple, you know. And, you know, just by hearing what I'm saying now should inspire you, the listener, to want to download a copy of Connect the Dots Theory. You know? Find it on Amazon, iTunes, if you want the physical book. I guess you can order it through Barnes & Noble or through the printer company, Fulton Books in Pennsylvania, you know. Maybe they're advertising on your TV now, but they're not hard to find. And that's it. It's a gem. It's the one book that I guarantee will teach anybody, I don't care how smart you are, the only one that won't teach anything that I know that everybody else doesn't know is God. And perhaps the Lord Jesus Christ, ruler of our universe. If you don't understand, he's the ruler. Well, the information is out there, you know, and the Bible is not the only source. So let that be known. And how do I know? Because I came across the other major source or two that you do more. You know, you claim you love Jesus, you claim you know all about him. Well, you got a bit to learn. And you don't know all about him if you didn't go beyond reading the Bible. And basically, that's my educational lesson for tonight. Hey, this is an educational show. It's also a call-in radio show. Hey, number here is 888-627-6008. Yeah, this is a live show. Yeah. No rehearsal. No basic format. Hey, if you got something important to share with the listening audience, which is all around the world, because this is internet radio. And the show comes on 8 p.m. Central Time. Look at the BBS radio schedule, and you'll see my show, Connect the Dots. You know, click on the name of the show, and you'll find out about all the other things I do. You know, and then maybe you'll believe me when I tell you I've got a better way of doing everything. And I'm the kind of person who can back up what they say. But unfortunately, I don't have a position of authority to implement that better way of doing everything. Hey, I ran for president as a right-wing candidate, but with no financial help. It was like I wasn't even doing it. Of course, the website is up there. You think I'm bullshitting? I never bullshit. Like I say, I can back up what I'm saying. Go check it out. It's called 2020presidenttomedison.com. I leave the site up. It has some wonderful suggestions and ideas for changing things for the better on it. If only the politicians would visit that site and put some of those great ideas I put out on my website. It's phone friendly too, you know, cell phone friendly, you know. Is there a caller there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Hi. Who is this?
Sherry?
Sherry?
Sherry. Okay. Share me. Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. Like a glass of Sherry.
Sherry.
Oh, Sherry, baby.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, I think there's a song about you.
No, I've never heard of
it. Yeah,
never.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry.
Yeah, you know it. That's it. Hey,
yeah.
From the last
Something
session,
like that.
You know.
Yeah,
well, hey, Sherry, what is on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about the Bible and that there's other references to utilize. Besides just the Bible that's encompassed in the binding part of the Bible, right?
Yeah. There's other sources of information giving pieces to the puzzle regarding whom Jesus really is.
There's a lot of interesting stuff out there. There's like so many. There's so like the fifth apocalypse. What's it called?
That's one of the best, the fifth apocalypse revelation.
Yeah.
You know, it explains
and
so much
that
people who just read the Bible are guessing to put the pieces together, and they're making mistakes left and right. You know, the biggest one is only begotten son. God's only son. No. It's a title.
Right.
Yeah, only begotten son is a title. That's what it is, you know?
And there's another name for that book, though. It's called the Urantia.
Revelation is also referred to as the Urantia book.
Yeah, there we go. There, it's a
that word meaning earth. Urantia means
also,
earth. How about that?
Also, I like it. Which one is? What book?
No, the word Urantia.
Yeah, isn't that the planet Earth. Yeah, it's the Earth name.
It's another version of Earth, you know, in another language.
Like Terra.
I hear it's the universal language that exists in the word Urantia means Earth. So
it's probably ancient Greek or something, or I don't know.
No, I said it's the universal. It's a universal language
that we all know.
Into our universe, of course, there are other universes. They might have a different universal language.
Well, I'm sure there's a universal language for all the universes.
You know.
Okay, but you were talking about
before that every. Every co-creator creates their own universe. I mean, every creator God co-creates with the single source of all there is, the real God, the Heavenly Father. The creator gods, there are many creator gods, and each one has their own universe. Therefore, there are many universes.
Do any of the creations on the planets that they that these creator gods create, do any of the creations on that planet participate in the creation of creating? Or are they just kind of pawns that get used?
No. All creation outside of the first creation, in which the single source of all there is, created itself into a trinity, the Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit.
But I was asking about us.
That was the only single creation. All creation from that point on, which includes countless number of spiritual beings, the creator gods as well, all of those creations were co-creation.
Including us.
Creator gods create their universe, create their universe. They're given a counterpart. That's where female comes in. And so as man and female rulers of the universe that they're creating, they are co-creating with the original creator. So everything
But what about us? What about
just
us?
Like when we create things as humans.
That's what I...
Anything we do is co-creation.
Okay, we co-create as well. Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to know. Yeah, that's what I thought. Because it feels like it. I can feel it. I can feel it just emanating from me, always.
Humans were a real special group in the sense that our consciousness, our personality... directly given to every human from the Heavenly Father, the single source of all there is the one who puts forth your special personality that makes you an individual.
Cool.
And no two personalities are ever alike. You know?
They're unique,
even if you were born as a twin, you know, and you identically...
Your
personalities will always be individually different.
Good. I have another question. Do you mind if I ask another question about that? Okay. And it's about that, all that stuff. So what about the folks that are not strong within their personality, those that are threatened by others, you know, that are not strong in their personality? What about those folks? Is that just the personality given, or are they denying the gift?
The portion of the personality that came to a place like Earth where they're subjected to all kinds of evil structures and control factors. Earth is a difficult place in that sense that...
it is, yeah.
You have to agree to have your past memory of who you really are, what... from you before you enter into the womb.
So that's where the doubt...
Then when you come out, you're subjected to all kinds of evil and lies and control factions that beat you down.
Absolutely.
And weaken you to the point of your mind, your personality gets taken over.
And altered, and there's fear, yeah.
You know, kind of a drawback. Unfortunately, some people, their minds get taken over.
Well, there's a lot of people that are like that.
Control anyone, anything, anyhow, anyway.
Right, because that's what they're all about, yeah. And there's a lot of people right now that are really suffering a lot of cognitive dissonance. You know, we all know the term, what that means, that means that their reality is being threatened and they get upset about it. You know, what they believe reality is. So there's a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah, and sure.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. The evil part, the dark side.
That's why the problem is fear. You know,
yeah,
fear of losing something, and you know,
yeah,
people get sucked into that and they get stuck there. And you were saying,
that's what the dark side brings out of the when they've been beaten or when they've laid down to the dark side, you know, suffering from the cognitive dissonance, is because the dark side is all about reason. Everything's got to be reasonable and very. You know, very normal. You know, people got to live on a normal. There is no exhilaration. There's no excitement about anything. It's just they want it very plain, like a very even plane. Like everything has to be reasonable. You can't reach for the stars. It's like the fleas that were living. Okay, there was a. If I may, I'm sorry. I just keep going and going.
Go ahead.
There was a science experiment, and I don't really, my husband was just telling me about it, and it was fascinating, that these fleas, okay, they kept them in a jar. You know, fleas can jump. How high? Anybody know? Probably 5 feet.
They go pretty high. They can jump, I guess, 3 feet, 4 feet high, something like that.
That is an amazing amount compared to their size. That's just astounding. So that's like godly type of ability in a way, because they're so tiny. But they can keep them in a jar with the lid on, and they learn not to, you know, they learn, and then they can take, if they do it long enough, these fleas, you can take the lid off, and these fleas won't jump out, because they don't really, they forgot about it or something. They don't know they can. And even the next generation doesn't know they can. So think about it, like a new flea comes and jumps out, you know, he's going to be like prosecuted or something. You know, he's going to be devastated by the other fleas because he's doing a freak thing, you know, because they don't even know that you understand that, right? It's like the elephant, too.
Been,
you know, to tie an elephant, it can break the chain.
To forget they have certain abilities, just like people are conditioned to.
And that's what I mean. They want
to use some of the powers we have. And there's always, the controllers of the world want to keep you locked into the system they believe you should be locked into.
And if someone has a bright light that they can sense with all their, because they're measuring all the frequencies in the world, you know that our phones know our personalities, right? Our phones know our frequency. They are AI. They use the biosphere of each person has their own biosphere, which emanates, because everything comes out, our vibrations come out, which emanates our frequency, our special frequency, which means that they can measure our lights, that if we have too much light, you know, they're gonna keep their eye on us. They're not going to want that. They don't want us to be well lit, so to speak. They want us to be very reasonable, very plain, very drawn down.
Sure.
Right?
They want us to live
nobody
our
can
lives
be outstanding.
Through the phone. Which people are doing.
Nobody's right. Yeah, and we are. But we're nobody can be outstanding because they'll be snuffed into their place. You know, they'll be shunned and, you know. And
we
can't do this anymore.
That type of social behavior was imposed upon us long before
evil.
The phones were
dark.
Invented.
That's what it is.
You know,
and we get punished if we stand out a little bit.
Mike was right, which he still is in certain
ways.
And,
well, it worked for a long
time,
I guess.
If you get out of line, they want one to physically crush you or punish you.
Yeah, fucking A.
And that routine has been going on, I guess, for hundreds of thousands of years, you know.
Well, yeah, it's like
But a good thing is it's coming to an end. You know?
Well, of course it is, they say, and that just, babe, it better not be another psyop. I like PSYOPs. They're really great, and it's fun and all that. And it does help, you know. Yeah, but you know what? It pisses me off when they take us the wrong way, and we are disappointed, because so many times. Always.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
We'll kick their ass.
Hey, one of the great quotes of Jesus was, "The truth shall make me free." And some of the truth is beginning to come out. And the whole truth, that will free us, definitely. But the whole truth probably won't come until our galactic brothers and sisters land in broad daylight and meet us face to face, and then we'll get there.
Oh, you're talking about the real truth. You're not just talking
the whole
about the truth.
And
you're talking
nothing
about
but
the
truth.
Don't
expect the governments of this world. In fact, the truth being revealed now is from the whistleblowers.
And they're coming out everywhere.
Yeah, the whistleblowers are coming out now. And that's how we're finding out about the truth, because if it was up to the government, we would never find out. Because all governments are controlled by the world controllers, you know?
Well, every so often, I'm sure that there's someone in the government that wants the truth to come out, but they can't, you know, because they're compromised.
Of course, there's always good people in everything, you know?
But they're compromised. No matter how good they are, they're compromised.
Well, there are positions of authority. They're a minority in the positions of authority, and that's why...
That's right.
That's what keeps them on the back burner. And like you said, it'll be that same group mentality, you know? Everybody else is riding the gravy train, taking bribe money.
Jesus.
And you want to go out there and tell the truth and expose the horrific stuff going on. And they're all going to say, shut up. We want to keep getting the bribe money, you know?
Right. Hey, you know what, Mr. Tom Edison? How long have you been doing this? How long have you been doing this right here? What you're doing
radio
now?
Show?
Long? Yeah, yeah. How long have you? And you've been speaking the truth,
about
right?
About 7 years. But
I hope you know.
For a couple of months before I did this show.
You did a what before?
A short radio show for a couple of months before this one. But this one I've been doing about 7 years now.
Right on. And you've been spilling the beans on everybody as much as you could, huh?
Well, that's what this show
is all
about. It's about,
like
school, connect the dots. I'm trying to help people connect the dots of everything that's happening around them, and so they can hopefully wake up and start becoming individuals, free thinkers.
You know what sucks when you first wake up is you don't know what the fuck to do. You know, and there are a lot of, but it does come to you, doesn't it, eventually? Eventually it comes to you, and then you take those steps. But I want you, the reason why I asked you, Tom, is I want you to know, I hope you know how brave you have been, okay? I really hope you know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. I'm not getting ready to hurt you enough.
Brave,
I just wanted to,
you know, but
I understand.
Thanks for the compliment, anyhow.
You're welcome.
You know, it's just
we all have.
I'm a knowledgeable person, and this is a radio show where nobody can really shut me down on what I say because I'm on internet radio. You know, if I was WABC AM or something like that, they'd probably fire me after a week.
Take you out, shoot you a couple times, you know.
Say, because our sponsors don't like what you're saying. We have to let you go.
No. What a drag. That they actually give a shit. It's like, wait, the sponsors, what the... How, these folks, this radio station, they have various openings here and there, and you know, for those on the radio station. And it's a blessing that they are who they are. We're lucky. We are lucky.
People who run this radio station, they're really very honorable, honest, caring people, and they take a pride in what they do and allowing people to have shows to, reveal the
truth. They're true.
They're
true bloodline American. Okay. Yeah, they are from the soul American. They are. This is about what our country, what our world is supposed to be about.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening on BBS radio is a great thing, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Everybody has their little pieces of the puzzle to put out there, and this is the network to do it on. And it's out of the reach of the government, you know. I mean, sure, I guess they can shut down all the electric in the whole country. The show won't be able to go on or something like that, you know.
Maybe they could do enough that they could get one of those major, you know, one of those energy, zero-point energy generators.
Well, I'll tell you what,
we can help
them run without.
They
got their minds on other things, you know.
Yeah, they don't need.
But
money,
I mean, because it's a known fact. No matter how, you know, there's plenty of truth being revealed, but still, the majority of people, they're locked into their old way of doing things, and they're locked into the suppressions of the world control governments. And even if they hear something that wakes them up and they want to do something, a lot of them are locked into their little jail cells, and they're not willing to open the cage door and come out, you know? And right now, at this point in time, all doors are unlocked, pretty much, unless you're in actual prison. And you can just swing that door open and... let your true self come out and say what you want.
Yeah.
You know, exemplify what you want. And a lot of people are doing that, but not enough. On the basis of the whole population, I'd say only still 1 to 2% of the people, maybe 5 at the most, are really breaking out of the cage. And
I guess so,
you know,
yeah.
The majority
that could be
of the
so true.
They're stuck in real sad situations like in Sudan, in Gaza, or the Ukraine, or China, you know, all those places where people are always suppressed.
I got a question. Have you heard of Ally Carter? Ally Carter.
No, but tell us about Ally Carter.
Well, okay, Ally Carter is a young woman. She's she's in her early 30s. She was a child in the foster care situation. You know, she was a child in foster care. And
so she was a foster child.
Yes. She was, you know, put in many different foster homes. She was trafficked all her life, since she was an infant, all her life. And she's been talking a lot. She's been out there talking. And there is something that, she just recently, the other day, she did how long is it? It's like a 25-minute and 9-second YouTube video. And all she's doing is she keeps saying, oh, what about the kids? Why is no one talking about the kids? She wants everybody to start talking about the kids. And then, you know, and as I'm reading, like, some of these comments, you know, I was reading some of the comments, and people are, like, saying, hey, I don't know what to do, you know, how do we help the kids? And it's like, it doesn't matter how you help them. That's what you got to do is focus on the kids. And that's for 25 minutes. That's what she keeps saying over and over. And how come nobody's talking about the kids? Well, you guys need to talk about the kids. Look after the kids. You guys, the kids. Because of the traffic. I mean, this girl was trafficked all her life. There are groups of people that her and her new mother, her adopted mother, someone adopted her when she was, you know, in her late teens or something. And they've busted out with the truth. This girl's got affidavits in the courts. I mean, she's fighting them. The people who trafficked her, and there's people. They're on the road constantly because their lives are being hunted. They're being, you know, their people are looking for them to snuff them out, to make them stop. You know, maybe torture them again. I don't know, but So the kids, there's 300 and something kids just that are the illegal kids, let alone our own kids in this country. You know, they don't count our own kids, but that are missing, and they're probably dead.
Thousands of kids in America go missing every year.
Yeah, so and that's before the immigrants.
thing is still going on. I mean, the secret military is rescuing some of these places.
But we got stuff we can do.
And
that's
going on
behind
the scenes.
Yeah.
But there are other people talking about it, too, specifically the Native Americans. They're telling their story now.
They've been hit,
about how the American government came into their tribal lands and stole the children and took them took them back east and put them in boarding schools, which...
And then tortured them, experimented
which,
on them.
Which they were subject to abuse. They had to work.
Yeah.
Their children, they had to do a full day's work. And if they didn't follow the rules and stuff, bad things happened to them. Some of them died.
A lot of them.
There was no accountability for it when it was happening. The schools, were run by devils, I guess. And so that there's a lot of talk about that now, and a lot of work being done by the Native Americans for their culture, how it was kidnapped by the white people from Europe.
Even during, and this has been going on for like forever, with these American Native American young people, and let alone what they did during COVID to these people on the reservation. These people were, they were targeted hard with the vaccines, the whole, they were targeted pretty damn hard. And there's a lot of cancer running rampant up there in the reservations, absolutely.
Well, they've been targeted in every way possible. In fact, it's still ongoing with they're not abducting their children anymore, but abducting, whatever, there's the Native American women now, especially up in Canada.
Absolutely.
Are being abducted by, Canadian government, whoever's running the show there, ETs. I hear that's another thing, extraterrestrials. They've done a lot of nitpicking, picking on the Native Americans when it comes to abductions.
Yeah.
So
that's true. That's absolutely.
You got several sources of abductions going on, and a lot of Native American women, especially in Canada, are being harassed in this way, and there's not enough being done about it, unfortunately, because there's still that attitude. Oh, they're only Native Americans, God knows what happens in other parts of the world, and probably even worse.
Well, and if the kids are women are screaming the top of their lungs,
it's slowly being addressed.
Yeah,
and
but it did.
All I can say is I can't wait for the event when the extraterrestrials land here, who know where everybody is, and they know they can just send their troops in and rescue everyone.
In the meantime, before anybody else in your neighborhood dies, right? You see, if anybody hears anything strange, just call the police and send them over that way. They don't have to know who did it. Because I know there was one time, there was a time, it was a couple summers ago. It was when I first started learning about this stuff. And there was like every day at the same hour, like 1 o'clock-ish, I would be in my bathroom. I don't know why I was there at the same hour. I would be in my bathroom and I could hear it sounded bizarre, like some young woman or young girl was making odd muttering, grunting sounds or something, every so often. It was just bizarre. And after 3 days, 4 days of that, I finally just called the police, man. I said, I don't know what's going on, but it's at the same time, I don't know if somebody's being tortured. I don't know if they're being whooped. I don't know what's going on, but so I'm still on the phone. And there's like the cop helicopter up ahead. And so they see me. They're like, hey, we see you. And I'm not kidding you. And I said, okay, I see you guys. I go, it's that house. I'm pointing. It was around the block and like a couple, three over. And the police on the ground, they went to the house. And then they came over to my house. This is like maybe a half hour later. They came to my house to reassure me that they went through and checked it out. That I guess it was a group home, and they had an autistic girl there that would behave badly. But in the meantime, like you know, after that, I yelled out, you know, when I'd hear the girl out there, I was like, if you need help, you need to yell help. Don't just make weird noises and make it, you know, and do it loud.
Right.
And I yelled that out. I yelled that out. And then, like, a couple, 3 weeks later, I heard the young girl, but she was timid and you could hear humor in her voice. So she was playing with that, but at least she heard me. You know, I mean, you know, she was going, help,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, but anyway, we got their attention, and at least if there is something going on, the people are on the radar, you know, but I mean, we don't know who's who in our neighborhood, really. How many people you talk to in your hood?
Yeah,
you know, well, maybe
well,
you do a lot.
Parents need to pay attention to their kids going and coming from school. And
yeah, and to their friends. Yeah.
Street alone, because that's how it happens.
That's right. Oh, especially with all these immigrants.
With the car,
yeah.
And just grab that child right away. And
yeah, gang members.
Parents have to make sure their children are being monitored or with other people, so an abduction cannot easily happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because that's exactly how
you really have to do that. You know, you can't just assume that your child will be
going
alive,
on.
You know, because if they're out there walking alone home from school or something like that,
that's right.
If somebody driving by in a car could stop and grab your child,
and it's not always a van. Yes.
So
not always a van that's plastic inside either. That's scary. That would be scary, but yeah, it isn't always a van. It could be anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it with a car. I mean, really.
That's right. Motorcycle.
Actually, I've seen movies
like
that. Where you know, a bunch of gang people would drive around in a car. They would abduct people.
Good Lord.
I mean, I can remember one time when at the local candy store. There was a group of older guys in a car, about four of them, pulled up, and they just got out of the car, and they grabbed this girl who had just come out of the store. She was about 15. I must have been about 10 or 11, and they're trying to drag her into the car, and she's screaming, let me go, let me go.
Oh, my
God. There was a war veteran there, came out and confronted them. You know, and when they saw him coming towards the car, they let her go and just sped off. But broad daylight, this was going on, you know. And that kind of stuff can easily happen. There's no one around to butt it and stop it, you know.
Holy
we're only like 9, 10 years old.
You must have been just horrified to even think you saw something like that, just tripping out. Wow.
Yeah. So I know this shit happens, you know, and I've heard plenty of stories, about all kinds of things. And even the government is guilty of this shit, too, you know. They decide they want to come to somebody's house and take their children away because they make up the excuses and they drag them away. The parents, you know, shit out of luck. They bring the kids to a foster home or something like that. Won't let the parents see the kid. For whatever reason, they thought they had to take them out of the house, but, you know, it's the stupidest thing in the world unless the parents are beating up the kid.
Yeah.
They come up with all kinds of excuses. Well, your child doesn't have a room to himself or something like that, or you're not a fit parent because of that, you know.
Then you got to remember the kids that are abducted.
They come with to take the child away from you. And there
right. Well, that's abduction right there.
Focus on it, you know?
Yeah. That is definitely abduction there. And then there's the situation where the kids get in the car voluntarily because they've been groomed for it. You know, that's abduction, too. You know, that is just...
Or the old trick, hey, kid, you like some candy?
That's fucking... Yeah. Jesus, I remember those videos.
Because their parents never warned them about that. Don't trust strangers to offer you candy, you know.
Right. I remember that. I'm sorry, that's so funny. I remember thinking I would never do that.
Not everybody is aware of that. Not
that's
all children
right.
are
that's
aware
true.
Of that devious nature.
True. God, man, it's just crazy, dude. Just crazy. Hey, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for letting me talk with you. I enjoy listening to you, and I just wanted to come in and call.
Okay,
and
okay, sure.
Have a blessed day.
When you get
all
up,
right,
go on the internet and look it up and listen to it.
Okay. I was listening to it originally anyway. Yes, all right, bye-bye. Take care.
All right, have a good night. Bye. Okay, people, hey, we only have a few minutes left in the show. You know, you might want to download the show in a couple of days when it's available, because you'll get that prayer, that powerful prayer I read you. And you might want to revisit the words of wisdom from Merlin. And next week, tell your friends to tune in, because at the beginning of each show, until I run out of these things, I'll be reciting three separate words of wisdom coming from Merlin, the magician himself. You know, when I stumbled across this material, I was shocked to find out, you know, that then this guy Merlin, he has as many, what could we call it, teachings as Jesus. You know, if you ever read the Bible, the four books in the Bible, you'll see there's a lot of teachings that Jesus is quoted having said. Apparently, this guy Merlin has just as many, if not running a close second. So, hey, of course, there's other people, too, like Confucius say. There used to be a lot of jokes going on running about that. You know, Confucius say blah, 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 blah. And I don't have any access to Confucius' sayings. He probably has thousands of them also. I'll let somebody else do that one. But I'm doing the Merlin stuff right now, next Saturday night. You and your friends get together, and you can hear three words of wisdom, separate, different words of wisdom, teachings from Merlin, the famous magician. Okay, as we get to the end of the show, hey, listen, it was a call-in radio show, and so, and a good part of the show was that we call in person. Hey, maybe you can do that next week. Hey, if you got a phone, it's all you need, and the intelligence of how to dial in the number, well, you could be on live radio next Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. You know, and this is internet radio. You know, the easiest way to pick it up is on your computer, BBS Radio. That'll get you there. And I'm on station one. And of course, they have the schedule there for the different stations they run. I think they're running three of them now. But I'm on station one. That's it. I'm there, number one. Anyhow, before I do the countdown, you're going to hear 30 seconds of my pardon song. Are you the pardon in time? I am. Are you? The lead guitar solo, it's just so tasteful. It's worth listening to. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words. I'm declaring that I gotta be somebody. It could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here, took my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I